Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk about the upcoming Indianola Public Safety Night. Indianola Public Safety Departments are hosting an open house coming up soon. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Our annual public safety open house will be October 10th, next Thursday. It is hosted at the Indianola Fire Department, co-hosted with the Indianola Noon Lions from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Indianola Fire Department, Indianola Police, and Warren County Sheriffs will be on hand to demonstrate their apparatus, their squad cars, what we do. And then this year we have special guests from the Iowa League of Heroes. We are going to have Batman and Spider-Man join us for a few hours with the Batmobile.
Awesome. Well, that sounds really exciting. Talk a little bit about why this week, and it's kind of in conjunction with a bigger national message.
Yeah, the NFPA made October Fire Prevention Month, and specifically each year this year it will be October 6th through the 12th, is Fire Prevention Week. And that goes back to 1871. Everybody has heard of the Great Chicago Fire that took place on October 8th through the 10th in 1871. And that was recognized as the catalyst that began Fire Prevention Week back in the 1920s. So that's why we do it each year in October.
Awesome. We'll talk a little bit about the relationship with the community. I know we've talked before, but this is just kind of a good opportunity to reach out and get people involved and let people know, right?
Yes. This is the largest PR event we do each year, and we have amazing turnouts every year. It gives us a chance to talk about fire prevention, fire safety. Each year, the NFPA puts out a theme for Fire Prevention Week, and this year's theme is Know and Practice Your Escape Plans, which goes back to we want every family, especially families with children, to know how they are going to get out. We stress knowing two ways out of every room in the event of a fire, and then we stress having a plan that is practiced and rehearsed at least twice a year in the event of a fire, so that even small children, they can get themselves out. They know to use their door, and if their door is blocked, they know perhaps use a window, and they know how to do that. They've practiced that. We say all the time that, you know, in the event of a fire at 3 a.m., that is not the first time a child needs to be learning how to open and go out their window. It needs to be practiced, and we stress that.
All right. Well, that's obviously very important as well. Talk about, you know, why this is important for the fire department to reach out and be a part of the community as well.
It gets us more involved. As we've said in the past, you know, too often our interaction with the public is when somebody's having the worst day of their life. So things like this, when we can actually engage with the public on a calmer and a more personal level, talk to them, learn their concerns, learn from them the things they want to see, and just, you know, we are members of the community as well, so just to be able to interact with them on this personal level, it's great.
We'll talk about some of the events in years past. I know when we moved in, we just missed it this last year, and we're really excited to be a part of it, but just kind of talk about some of the events in years past and some of the memories that you have of interacting with the public like that.
One of the big things, and we're going to do it again this year, that we hear a lot of good feedback on is for the last several years, Albert's Towing is kind enough to donate a vehicle to us, and we do an extrication demonstration, and that always seems to be a really big hit. It draws big crowds. Couple firefighters using the extrication tools on our rescue apparatus will cut the car apart a little bit at a time over the course of the evening. Our fire safety house will be set up again, and the kids, they love that. We have a two-story trailer set up like a home, a living room, a kitchen, and a bedroom, a non-toxic smoke machine so we can actually smoke it up and go over with children, you know, the crawl under smoke, and again, the knowing two ways out, and fire safety in the kitchen, what they can and cannot do. You know, mom and dad do the cooking, you know, they don't play with the stove, they don't do things with the microwave. And then just teaching them to recognize fire hazards if they see them so they can say, hey, you know, mom or dad, grandma or grandpa, we need to change this.
We'll talk about working with the Noon Lions and the community partners that help you set this up.
The Noon Lions are amazing. They come on board. They do a lot of the work, both with open house each fall and then with our annual pancake breakfast in the spring. And then they get other community sponsors involved who will be on hand during the night of open house, insurance companies, fire prevention, fire restoration companies, a lot of the assisted living and nursing homes. So it's really great that they take such an interest and are there to help us.
All right, one final time, the details of the event, when and where and who's all invited.
Thursday, October 10th from 6 to 8 p.m. Anybody is more than welcome to come out. There will be hot dogs, snacks, drinks, and it will be fire, police, and sheriff's department. We'd love to see everybody.
Thanks to Bob Selkup for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.